Greetings, this is James Gunn with the SETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS. We're also on Rumble and VMO and God knows how many other stations. Right now we've got about, oh, I think 120 or so. It's going up, affiliates, and you know, I think it's 120 plus countries. So it's getting out there. You know, people seem to be loving the content. One of the things we do here is no commercials. Everybody loves that. And everybody goes, why don't you sell your books and your videos and all your content on the air? And I just said, well, go to eseti.org and find it there if you want to. But there's a lot of stuff on there. I've got a great show. I've got Lily Nova, and she's a UFO and space photographer, starseed, ET contact, CE5 practitioner, cosmic channeler and clairvoyant psychic. Her story and footage has appeared in mainstream media news, including LAD, Bible, and The Mirror. She also has been featured on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. She's been featured on TV shows like Paranormal Caught on Camera, UFOs. Began visiting Lily during the COVID while out shooting astrophotography. She began documenting these close encounters with her camera, and as her experiences progressed, she learned about these otherworldly beings and how to initiate contact with them and communicate with them. They taught her how to activate her starseed DNA and develop psychic abilities. She now uses these gifts to channel messages, DNA activations, and healing on her YouTube channel. So Lily Nova Starseed is her YouTube channel, and she's dedicated to sharing her findings and experiences with the world and to help others initiate contact and connect with enlightened star beings and their star families. And you can find her at lilynovaspaceart.com. So with that out of the way, Lily, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, my crown's going off like crazy right now. I don't know who it is. One of those guys are coming in. But
mine's usually wide open too.
Yeah. I something happened. I had a huge activation with the swimming with the dolphins today, which actually they were swimming with me. I was just minding my own business and they showed up, because you're not supposed to swim with the dolphins here, but nobody gave them the memo, you know, but anyway, it's like I just been trying to get grounded after that. It was a pretty amazing experience, but they seem to have a very similar consciousness too. The Pleiadians or some of the other highly evolved ETs. I'm wondering, when did you, I guess according to this, you were during COVID, you're probably bored out of your mind. You're out there what kind of equipment were you using to photograph? You're just photographing the stars, basically, I guess, and these UFOs started showing up.
Yeah. I got really heavy into astrophotography. I got a Nikon DSLR camera, a D5300. I also play around with the Aurora Psionics night vision camera that came later. But Yeah, just a Nikon camera. And I was starting to take pictures of the stars. I just fell in love with it, spent all my time outside. And then I began having visitors.
Yeah, that's kind of how it starts. This is the other way for me. I had like two near-death experiences, but I was on an extreme spiritual journey and studying with lamas and yogis and elders from all the different nations. And they told me they really wanted me to focus on my inner growth and activating, you know, the telepathy, direct knowing, all the other senses. And then they'd make contact with me. So the more I did that, the more they would show the, like cheerleaders, they'd show themselves to me. So it's kind of like a backwards approach, but I understand it now, because if you don't keep your energies clear and your fields clear, other stuff comes in and hijacks you. So you need a good foundation to do this kind of work.
Yeah. They gave me the crash course. I just learned all of this. I mean, I was, I knew about the chakras, and I've always loved Buddha and Buddhism. So I had some spiritual foundation, but besides that, I'm fairly new, and I kind of got the crash course from the,
I understand that one. I was blown after that drowning. I was blown wide open, and I'd walk into a place and I'd see the entities and I'd see the attachments on people. And then they'd see that I could see them. And then they came after me, and I had no tools, like no foundation, no tools on how to heal unseen negative influences. And it took me a while to get grounded again and and get the tools under my belt. And now it's just, they're like little mosquitoes. I just go, yeah, go away. You know, it's like, they don't bother me. But, you know, in between that time before I got the tools and really raised my frequencies, it was a nightmare. You know, we do counseling work, and I have people all calling me. They're having this awakening, and they're going through these dark night of the soul situations, and all these entities are coming in and trying to influence them. And I go, welcome to the club. You're all right. You're just going through a transition, and here's the tools, you know, to help you get through.
That's amazing that you do that. Yeah, that's whenever the UFOs started showing up, I was actually going through a dark night of the soul. My life had flipped upside down, and the only place where I felt comfortable was out under the stars. But then getting into all that, yeah, once you're wide open, other weird things start happening. So you really have to like kind of buckle up and get some tools. So that's great that you do that for
me. Yeah, learn to set boundaries, you know, because we have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. You know, I've got a bunch of new groups on the block that are having these encounters, and they've had lifelong relationships with reptilians and things like that. And they're telling me that they're all good. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. And I tell them, I said, well, wait till you say no. I said, wait till you disagree with them and say no, and just see what happens. Say no, see what happens when you try to get out of it, you know, and then they find out, you know, they're working on the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power, and they control those. But when you get into the heart, they can't go there. You know, I don't think they're genetically equipped. I tell, as a warning to the majority of the people, when you're first opening up, just hang out with the Pleiadians and the Andromedans and the Orion Council of Light and those guys, you know, Sirians and the ones that are heart centered, you know, that are really here to assist us. Those are the best ones to hang out with.
Right.
Yeah. Have you had that same experience or?
Well, yeah, I haven't. So yeah, starting off, it was very much I didn't have any like negative ET experiences. But just recently I've gained some kind of soul memories back that had to do with reptilians. And so had to deal with that. Actually, it happened right after the conference.
I hate to say it. Some of those conferences are reptilian F-fests, you know, I won't say the word, but a lot of people don't know what they're doing, and they've let loud stuff to come in, and they come in and jump in. You know, if you don't create sacred space, they come in, they jump right in.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was gaining some memories back from past lives, healing some trauma. So just recently I've had to, I've experienced more of the kind of, seen more of the negative reptilian stuff, but for the first year and a half, 2 years, it was just the Pleiadians, just loving beings.
Yeah. Like
that's all I experienced. That's all I saw. And then I think they were like, okay, she's ready for a dose of truth though. And you have to be aware of what else is out there. So I kind of started working through that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's a crash course. And I tell people, you know, that I know the Pleiadians usually appear first, and it's usually women, because people aren't threatened by, you know, a beautiful woman shows up, there's no threat or anything there. And so they drop their shields down, and that's, you know, there's a lot of male Pleiadians contacting people too, but I know the first contacts a lot of times are women, and then it goes from there. But there seems to be like a competition for your soul in a way. So when you start making those contests and start expanding and waking up to who you are, there's another force out there that doesn't want that to happen. And they try to shut you down and make all these promises and try to hook you into the lower chakras and stuff like that. And so you have to avoid, you know, you have to set up some firm boundaries to get through that. And I see some people aren't aware of that, and they fall for it, and they get, you know, they're on the circuit and they get caught up in that level, and they don't even realize they're working for the wrong guys, you know, that it hasn't settled in yet, but it's all going to be exposed in the future. It's all coming up.
Right. Yeah. And actually the Pleiadians came in like a little bit later. The first ones that I saw was a woman with light blue skin, no hair. She looked very human-like. She had a skin tight silver uniform on. They told me that they were from Lyra, and then I saw some of the feline beings, you know, it was shortly after that, and I was like, oh my god, they're real.
Now, there's a lot of blue-skinned Andromedans. Some are blue-skinned, some just have magnetized light bodies. They're 8 to 10 foot tall. And they don't have wings like people think. They're energy fields that come out around from behind them. You know, they come out and around their bodies, and they look like wings. And when they come into this dimension, they feather back. But it's just pure energy. And a lot of people mistakenly, you know, they call them, we know them as archangels, but they're actually Andromedans. But there's so many different beings out there. I was going to write a catalog, and I go, well, it's a long process, you know, to cover it all. But one day I think I'm going to write a manual to help people understand like who's who and what their intentions are.
I think that would be very helpful.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are starting to see all of these different beings, and they have, you know, no idea what's going on.
Well, the veils are coming down right now. So we're going through this intense vibrational lifting right now. And the Schumann resonance is off the scale. The electromagnetic light spectrum is off the scale. We're moving into a highly energized place in space. And so the veils between worlds are becoming very thin, and people are seeing the shadow people and the lower astral levels and things like that. And if you're not prepared, you don't know how to deal with it. A lot of people just lose it. And I've had so many people over the years that were scheduled for the rubber room, you know, in a sanitarium or something. And all they had to do is learn how to distinguish between the two, clear the ones out that they shouldn't be working with, and work with the benevolent ones. And now they're counselors and healers and things like that, because they made that shift. They got through it. But, you know, I tell people you really need a foundation if you're going to play in these realms, a good, strong spiritual foundation, or you'll get hijacked, you know. And a lot of people go, you're fear peddling, you know, and I go, no, I'm talking from experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they come for you. You're on every level. Any change in the status quo, you're going to get heat, you know, on every level. And so I know a lot of white hats that are working towards shifting things on the planet are now realizing that it's a multidimensional war they're dealing with, and they're getting the tools now to help clear these energies out, so, you know, which is great. And And I found out from a lot of super soldiers and things like that, they're calling me, they're going, yeah, we use your tools. We've been using them for a while. And we watch all your work. And I go, seriously? They go, yeah. You know, I go, well, that's good. You know, it's because it's a multidimensional war we're in right now. But the good news is, you know, creator wins, and they're on their last legs, and they're on their way out. You know, they're going to do whatever they can to hang on, but it's, they already lost. You know, it's going down. Yeah. So some of the other experience, so you had these ships appear to you. Can you distinguish who's who, like which ships are, who's on the ships, or have you gotten to that level yet? Or,
well, so at first it was very physical. A lot of the ships appearing, and at that point, I didn't even know that I was a starseed yet. Whenever all these ships started coming in, I didn't find out until like months later. I began learning how to. It's like they were teaching me how to communicate with them, and then I realized that I could initiate contact. In the first time I initiated contact, a golden orb appeared, and I sent you guys a photo of that. So just a golden orb, and it sent me a telepathic vision of the woman with light blue skin and no hair and a skin tight suit. And then she had her crewmates, about five of them, standing behind her. So I think a lot of it was Lyran, some Sirian as well, and Pleiadian. But since then, it's become more... like they'll let me know that they are there through like the clouds and kind of like telepathic, you know, notification or visions. It's gotten to be a little bit more of like a psychic connection. Or actually, so recently the Pleiadians have been contacting me a lot. I've been working a lot with the Pleiadians recently. And the other night I was sitting outside and I looked up at the sky. And suddenly I could see their silhouettes in the sky. Uh-huh. And then they moved closer. Like they were sitting right in front of me in like it looked like almost like a bubble. And there were, I saw a bunch of them standing there just looking at me. And then there was people in the background, like walking past. And I'm like, holy crap, what is this? Like a clear bubble was just, it was right in front of me. So they're manifesting in kind of like different ways. It's evolving.
Yeah, I have a photograph of a, I should put it on the site, but of a ship, and it's this huge triangular ship, and it's a dome triangle, but it's made up completely of orbs.
Oh, wow.
The whole inside is orbs, and it's all, it's an Andromedan ship actually. And they're light beings, and they travel, you know, as an orb, you know, they can be anywhere at once in multiple places at the same time. So it's kind of amazing, but, the orbs are a big part of it. And, you know, here we're getting these beautiful gold and orange orbs and all these different colors. Now they're coming in like crazy. And it seems like our vortex is firmly established, you know, in Hawaii. The, at the other ranch, it's totally firmly established. So
yeah,
we're having, you know, crazy. Yeah, y'all just check out that place sometimes. We'll get you out there. But it's a mind blower when you see it. It's got a door to the inner earth that opens up. And you can see this huge turquoise light open in the inner earth. It's got a galactic highway in the mountain. And then it's got the extreme technology on another level. That's actually frequency emitting technology. And we can actually photograph and measure it. And the Mount Adams is putting off more energy than the pyramids. Wow. So you can see these huge waves coming off that mountain. I asked them, what are they doing? And they said they're actually maintaining the earth frequency to help us get through these times we're going in. And they're raising the frequencies at the same time. But you can see these huge color bands coming off of this mountain. It's just amazing, you know, what's happening there.
Yeah, I can't wait to visit.
Yeah, what's nice is you get to have your own experience. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not somebody telling you, you know, when people come there, it's like your own experience. And you can't, a lot of Danny Dyer and a lot of famous people have come there and they said, nobody can take this away from me. That I had my own. He traveled all over the world and didn't say anything and went to all these other people and they were in the field, you know, and didn't say anything. And he said, after coming, he goes, I'm on UFO overload. You know, I've seen so many, I don't know how to deal with it, but he did a Yigong class that we were teaching there and he got real hammered energetically. You got a crash course in frequency raising, you know, so it was kind of funny, but I know it's a major life-changing experience for him. And just about everybody that comes there has the same thing.
Yeah, but nothing you can't beat experiencing it for yourself.
No.
You can't explain it to people really.
And you know, with everything I tell people, I made a deal with the higher beings. I said, I'll do this work if it's experiential with the other person. I'm not gonna just tell them things, you know, right. I won't be able to transfer the energy and allow them to have their own experience. And so that's kind of a deal we made. So that's what I love about it. It's like, you know, you can't invalidate your own. Well, some people can invalidate their own experience, but it's so intense that they have to, you know, they realize, wow, something happened. You know, I don't know what it was, but a major shift happened. So right now, is that your main focus is working with the ships and photographing the ships and talking about the different groups and on the.
Well, it's kind of evolved. So that's what it was very heavily up until more recently. I was like, okay, what should I be doing? It was all about CE5, gathering the evidence, teaching people how to make contact. And it's still about that. But more recently, it's been about channeling the activations through. I've been doing live guided activations and meditations to help people connect with their star families.
Nice.
Yeah. And people, I feel like, I mean, then they can have the experience for themselves. It may not be a ship appearing, but they may see something, you know, psychically, or they'll feel something. They're having a lot of physical sensations. I tell people, just because you don't see them, it doesn't mean they're not there.
Yeah. There's a whole, you know, when I do lectures and things at that rant, I told people, I said, you know, you guys are all waiting for contact. You're waiting for a metal ship to land in the field. I said, they're all around you right now. The whole room is filled with them. You know, and people were crying and having all these huge openings, and there's like spontaneous healings happening. And you know, it's almost like looking for God. You know, it's like, if God's omnipresent, where do you look?
Right.
You know, you got to look past your own belief system, you know, your own separation game that you're playing.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that they taught me, even like being experienced in this and usually always being able to initiate contact whenever I want. But there was a little while ago, I was trying to make contact, set the intention, and then nothing was happening. And then I was like, okay, whatever. You know, I gave up and I did a meditation on myself where I focused inward and on myself. And then they all appeared. And I know they were teaching me a lesson, like, you know, go within, look within, connect within, and they will come. They're there.
Yeah, I tell people, there's a lot of people, and that's kind of a big thing. It's kind of an ego trap, but they come there and they want to prove, they go, well, prove it to me. Prove to me that this is real and everything else. You go, seriously? And I go, this isn't between you and me. It's between you and them. I go, rise to the occasion. I said, they're waiting for you to rise to the occasion and, you know, let go of your ego. And that usually goes over like a lead brick, but I never really care about what other people think. But the it's kind of funny watching that. But when they come out, I had an investigator come out and he says, you know, if you're not for real, I'm going to debunk you. I'm going to make it public. And I said, and I started laughing. And he goes, what's so funny? And I said, it's not between you and me. It's between you and them. I said, you need to go out and meditate and take a chair, sit out in the field and meditate. I just closed the door and walked back inside. And it shocked the hell out of him. You know, he goes, wow. He goes, that was a rude awakening, you know, a rude awakening. And I said, you came to my door, you know, in a rude way. And so it was pretty funny. And so he did. He sat out in the field for a while and he's really pissed off because he drove, you know, 400 miles or something. I don't know how many miles he drove. And then he settled down. He sat in the chair and he goes, okay, you know, if you guys are real, if this is real, I'll be your staunchest ally. Show yourself. And then three ships just powered up and came right over him. You know, so it was kind of interesting. But people don't realize that it's your journey. You know, it's your personal responsibility. It's your journey. We can only be examples and kind of help, you know, usher in, you know, I guess just kind of open the door a little bit, but ultimately everybody has to walk through it, you know, walk through their own door.
Right. Yeah. It's very personal and everybody's relationship. And we all have, you know, star family. There's a lot of beings out there who, and guides who, you know, they want us to succeed and they will make their presence known to you in their own way. But it really very much is. And it's unique per individual. They may communicate with you in a different way, or they may be playful. It's just all surprises around every corner whenever you actually, like, you know, do it.
You know, I've noticed too, it's come up quite a bit, is that, you know, they had the wars in Orion. And people are saying everything in Orion is bad. And I said, if there's wars in Orion, it was usually between good and bad, where if that's what you want to categorize it. And how can they have a war if there's, you know, it's not all bad there. And there's the Orion Council of Light that's there that were victorious. They won. And now they're helping the Earth to help liberate the Earth. But I noticed there's a lot of people that went through those wars and through those that they came into the colonies on Orion and just pretty much flattened a lot of them. A lot of people died and things like that. And that trauma, they're still using that trauma as a door
to get in
and screw with you. And I tell people, you know, you've got to release, you've got to forgive and learn to clear your energy out, because they're using any trauma. You know, that's why the dark hearts traumatize people to take them over. They have to split their personality and things like that. Well, they also use the past life trauma and otherworldly trauma too, to come in and hook in and, you know, get their hooks in there. And I've seen it so much where people all of a sudden just shift, you know, they're your best friend 1 minute and all of a sudden something jumps in and you've got two or three knives in your back and they're, you know, they're your worst enemy. You go, whoa, where did that come from? You know, and there's a lot of that going on in the UFO community. But
I'm really glad that you mentioned they use the trauma as a door, because, and I'm like, brand new to all of this. 2 summers ago, I'm, you know, learning to meditate, learning that, you know, how to set boundaries. And I dealt with a lot of psychic attacks for a while there as I was activating my third eye. And it was not fun, but I like learned to get through it. And that's what the ETs told me. They're like, they're getting through your trauma. They're getting through your root chakra, trauma that is in your root chakra and just past like trauma. So I had to really focus on healing that. And as I did that, that stuff stopped. And then the readings that I do for people, a lot of time it's either Orion War trauma or the Lyran Wars trauma.
Yeah. And then a lot of people have, that's how a lot of the reptilians, they're involved in that. That's how they get in. But I know there's also the trauma between the Atlantis and Lemuria and that big war that happened there and that split. And actually the ancient Lemurians were the root race, and then they went to the Pleiades, Orion, and Hades systems, and then they colonized the Earth, Mars, and Maldek, or Melona, whichever name you want to give the planet that blew up, and it's our asteroid belt now. But the Pleiadians actually created the colonies of Atlantis and Lemuria, and then they got infiltrated and split, and they went into science and technology and control over others and their environment, where the Lemurians were. They saw the creator in all creation, and they were more family oriented and nature oriented and things like that. So they had a big split, but
another one that comes up a lot. And
so you really look at, we're working through that right now. We're working through those who want to use technology to totally control and dominate, you know, the planet, and to turn everybody into little biobots or transhumanistic agenda. And then you've got the other people are going, no, stay clean, get that hardware out of your system and go all the way, you know, ascend. You know, I don't think you can ascend with the hardware. I really don't. I think, you know, you've got to get rid of it so you can go to the next level. It might be a crutch, you know, it might help you out in the beginning, but to go the full ascension, you can't do it as a transhuman being, you know, or Borg genesis, what they call them, Homo Borg genesis now or something. But if I go too far into that, we'll get canceled off the show. but anyway, I was wondering, what kind of messages are they giving you now? Are they giving you some hopeful messages that we're, I know a lot of people are just flipping right now.
They really just have me focus on helping people connect with their star families, healing and opening their hearts, beginning to activate their DNA. That's like one of the number one things that they've been telling me from the beginning before I didn't even understand. They were showing these strands of DNA in the sky. These ships would appear and they'd showed me, you know, clouds that looked like DNA. It'd be telling me telepathically. Your DNA is very important. Human DNA is very special. And as I went through, I learned, and that's something that you can activate. So that's kind of like the main, one of the biggest is first off, like getting to know your star family or working with your, you know, your star family and activating your DNA. Because as we do that, we develop we'll be developing superpowers. You know? And that's kind of like the main focus, and it's doable. They have me very optimistic.
That's good.
Yeah. Very optimistic. I think just focusing on activating your full potential is kind of the number one thing, coming together, unity. And I don't have any fear that, that we won't come out triumphant.
Yeah. Yeah, they tell me all the time, we got this. I go, hey, what about this and this? And they go, don't worry, we got this. You know, it's like, they said, it's already done. You're walking through the dregs of time right now. It's already done. Yeah. And people are worried, you know, we're going to have a nuclear war. We're going to have, and I go, yeah, they're dropping you into the first three chakras where they can control you, survival, sex, and power. And I said, do you think they're going to allow a nuclear war? You don't think they're here walking among us? You know, they're not going to get nuked. You know, they have total control over that. But it's kind of interesting. They're
like a thousand steps ahead. They already know. They already know.
And their technology is so much more advanced than the dark hearts. And, you know, they're so far beyond that. And they've demonstrated, they brought their ships in and they took one ship and they made four ships out of it. And then they went back to one again and back to four again. And it really, I really created a little mind screw in me. I was thinking about it. I go, so if you're on this ship, there's three other of you out there on another ship.
Oh, geez.
And how would you feel about meeting three other yous? What's that going to do to your ego, you know, or your identity? You know, how's that? And do you like yourself? Would you like the other three? You know, I don't know. I kind of go, oh, man, there's too much for me now. I think one of these enough.
Interesting is the first ET I ever saw, the woman with the light blue skin. And this is actually like I saw a physical orb that came and telepathically sent me that image. And then she began communicating with me and kind of teaching me about meditation. And she told me, your heart chakra needs some work, do this. And I was like, wow, ETs are telling me to work on my chakras. I was like, okay, this is where we're going. I found out that she was actually me.
Yeah, that can happen. Yeah, people freak out when they find out, you know, that orb that visited you last night, and they go, yeah, that was you. It really messes with their head, you know.
That's why they waited. I think they waited a couple months to like tell me that. That was a really big, a mind trip.
Yeah, a lot of people are so attached to their identity as a personality and a body, and they don't realize that they're actually a spirit that has a body and a personality, and that spirit is multidimensional. And it goes from having a body that's less dense physical all the way to being an orb, you know, and being totally one with the one consciousness. But and as we raise in consciousness, we start, you know, you're going to have an identity crisis. You're going to have a meltdown as you start going up the vibrational continuum, because you're going to have beings coming to you and saying, I'm you. And they are you, but they're on a different dimension or a different timeline. And you start freaking out, and finally you just go, who in the hell am I? You know, this guy's saying he's me, this other guy's saying he's me. And you start freaking out, and all of a sudden the higher beings come in and say, it's all you.
Oh my God.
Just let go of it. Let go of your identity, you know? So, but when you get to that level, when you let go of that, it's like, there's nobody to defend anymore. There's no, you know, there's no ego to defend. You don't worry about what other people think. You don't, you know, and you really need that in today's age, because I hate to say it, but most of the ufology is a controlled narrative, and you stay within the narrative, you're okay. But when you start stepping out of the box and start talking about spiritually and technologically advanced beings, you're no longer keeping it in the past. You're no longer keeping it foreboding or dangerous. You're getting out of that controlled narrative. And then, so you really, you're going to have a lot of challenges when you do that, when you step out of the box. And that's the movie, one of the movies we made, The Uncontrolled Narrative, you know, where we're showing all the ships coming in and the contacts and foreknowledge of the contacts and the witnesses and everything else. So it's
awesome.
Gives people a different look, but people need, I know you're doing incredible work in that level now is bringing that higher consciousness to the table and saying, come on guys, quit playing around, you know, and the other stuff. But it's, I mean, I don't want to discount it, because I think this cleanup has to be done on every level. And there are the secret space fleet guys and the super soldiers and all that stuff. I totally commend that. That's real. That's happening. But let's not shut out the rest of it, the higher dimensional stuff, and raising our own consciousness so we can deal with this on a higher level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where we're going, we can't bring all of that baggage with us. So we have to work through, you know, releasing it.
Yeah. And, you know, my hat's off to some of these people, especially the people that have gone through the super, you know, the 20 and back and all those things, the stuff they've gone through. I don't know if I'd make it, you know, and the stuff they've seen, I don't want to speak for them, but a lot of them have seen some pretty ugly stuff. And because they're, you know, taken over by the dark fleet and the other guys and things, they've seen things that just it would be super traumatic, you know, and some aren't really ready to see the whole, picture yet, and I don't blame them. I don't even want to open up that can of worms. If they're doing okay now, I don't want to flip that switch, you know, until they're ready. But
I went to the Secret Space Program conference, that Journey to Truth through, and that was my introduction to and it just blew me away. Yeah, they've gone through, it's horrific.
Yeah, it's not what we think. I've known about this. It's in the 60s, we had technology. We were going to Mars and the moon in the 60s, late 60s. And people don't realize that. And I go, you know what, this, the stuff we've been doing, we're all, you know, even the head of Lockheed said, you know, we can take ET home. You know, we have the technology. And then he died shortly afterwards, but which seems to happen a lot. But I've had several death threats or death, you know, they've tried, but I seem to be protected every time. There's something happens where I just move in the right way, or I get a hit and I go check your car, you know, and the lug nuts are off, you know, and really? Brake lines are cut, you know, you all of a sudden you get a, and you open up the hood and your brake lines just totally cut, you know, things like that. But they don't really do that anymore. I think they've kind of done with that program, like trying to silence people with deadly force. I think a lot of that's done because they know the cat's out of the bag and they can't stop it. It's out of their control now.
Yeah.
But
it's becoming blatantly obvious.
Yeah. I've had people call me and threaten me in the military, you know, and say, what are you misleading people and all this other stuff? And I go, wait a second, you're a colonel, you know, and you're out of the loop. You don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden they get really quiet, you know, and they go, well, we just want to catch one, you know, and so you do know what's going on. But a lot of them are out of the loop. They're only in the loop on the low level stuff, but the really high level stuff, they don't know who they are. And they are out. A lot of the government is out of the loop. They have no idea what's going on out there. And so when they say, I don't know, or they're you know, or it's not real to them because they're out of the loop. You know, they don't have access to that information.
Right. And that's one of the big things that where we need to come together and talk about our experiences and share these things, because we are the disclosure.
Yeah. Well, I said, when I was at the International UFO Congress, I got a standing ovation. This was like in 95. And I talked to him about, or 99, I'm not sure if someone, and I said, you know, none of us have the whole pie. We all have a piece of the pie, and we're never going to know what's really going on until we sit down at the table and we all put our slice of pie on the table and stop competing with each other and start, you know, cooperating and unify. And then we're going to have the whole thing. And I said, you know, you've got people up there that are stealing the slices of pie everywhere, doing all they can to stop this from happening. And you know, they don't even, like the shills and the government guys and stuff, they don't have to mess with people anymore because we do it to our own, you know, we do it to ourselves in the community, you know, it's unbelievable. Yeah. But that's what they said. They go, yeah, you guys, we've got you so disunified and non-cooperating now that we don't have to do anything. Wow. You know, we just let you do it to yourself. And you know, and I think that's coming to an end because people are coming out and saying, hey, guys, you know, this isn't going to work. You know, the disunity, the lack of cooperation, the not working together, and, you know, all the competition and nonsense, it's got to end if we are going to evolve and go to the next level with these higher beings.
Right. Yeah. I asked the ETs about that whenever I'm pretty out of the loop with that stuff, but I have heard some things and it just shocked me.
Me too. It's like, I go, when did this happen? Like, I wasn't even in the country when that happened, you know, wow. And stuff like, it's crazy, the stuff they come up with. And it's kind of like weird. I've had to have witnesses around me, other people around me, and document experiences, because I know when people come into this energy, it brings everything up, especially the higher frequency energy, brings everything up for them. And they lose it and they come unglued, and some work through it. And then they come back and go, I'm sorry, you know, it's my stuff coming up, which has happened many times. And they even wrote letters and I apologize. But all it takes is one of that to get out. And then all of a sudden you're branded on the internet as this and this and this. And I go, that didn't happen. That never happened. As a matter of fact, the person you're saying it happened to, I have a letter from them saying it didn't happen, you know? So it's kind of interesting, but it's amazing that the need to be right and this whole victim program that's going on and all these things are the biggest necromancers in our way, you know, of awakening. And I always tell people, I don't need to be right. If you have a higher truth, you have more information, I'm open. Tell me, you know, if you think I'm wrong about something, tell me, you know, I'll go within, I'll meditate, I'll look at it and see if I'm off. And, you know, even all the reptilian stuff coming out now, I just, okay, I'm going to sit with it and meditate on it. And I did and got a very clear answer. And they said a very, very small percentage of them are positive. And if you don't know what you're doing, you shouldn't be working with them. Mm-hmm. You know, 'cause they're not coming from the heart. They're coming from the first three chakras. And so, you know, I go, I'll check again. People send me information and I have ways of divining and checking and I get the same answer, you know, and same thing.
That's not something I would seek out. I wouldn't seek that out.
Yeah. Start laying eggs all over the place, you know, it's like probably not a good idea. I know one woman said she had this reptilian lover and she came to the ranch and everything else. And she goes, are you okay with me being here? And I said, yeah, as long as you don't start burying eggs around the property, we're okay. Yeah, but you might want to start working with, I'll introduce you to the higher beings. And you might want to check them out and see how that works out, see how it feels to you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Through my readings, I have seen some like hybrid, you know, not completely reptilian, but a lot of hybrids. So I think, some mm-hmm. of us, a good amount of us are probably connected with, you know, beings like that. But yeah, I wouldn't go out and seek.
Look for them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's with me, I'm really bad about time. I'm terrible about time. And because I'm always going forward and backward and seeing things you know, I'll tell people all that happened the other day and it might've happened 7 years ago. It's like, I'm really terrible with time, but I was going forward and we were actually liberating a planet. It wasn't Earth. It was another planet. And we're going around, the reptilians really infiltrated that planet. And so we would go in and their mates didn't even know that they're reptilian, had any idea. And some did. And what we would do is we'd talk to the mate and say, are you being treated well? And they said, yes. You know, do you love him? Yes. And so everything's good. Yes. And we'd leave it alone, mm-hmm. you know, cause it's personal choice. You know, we'd leave it alone as long as everything was on the up and up. But if it wasn't, then we'd take the other guy off, you know, mm-hmm. and if he was being abusive or, you know, manipulative and things like that. But it was really interesting dream. But I remember we would go in and wasn't judgmental. It was just like, you know, if you've entered into this voluntarily free will and it's working, then okay. You know, mm-hmm. but if it's not, you know, there's going to be some changes, you know, and I'm all for everybody evolving, you know, but I have to admit though, I've had a lot of past lives with them that didn't turn out well. So I do have a bit of an attitude in that arena. Yeah.
I just got some, like I said earlier, I just got some memories of that back and that was pretty,
yeah.
I think before I didn't, yeah, didn't have too much personal experience and then got some things like that. So that was, you know, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I used to be on a ship and I was the captain of a ship and I couldn't say my name. They said, don't mention your name ever down here on Earth. Cause they're still looking for you. And I said, oh, okay. You know, I guess I took out quite a few of them or something, but
yeah.
But no hard feelings, you know, it's just like just doing my job.
Yeah, that reminds me of a dream that I had recently that may be helpful to some of the viewers. Mm-hmm. The ETs, they'll send me a message through my dreams often. And I was having a dream where I was like talking with somebody and then suddenly this person like stabbed me in the back and then they told me negative contracts, cut negative contracts. And I was exactly. like, whoa. And this is right after all the reptilian memories started coming back too. So I did like a ceremony to cut any negative contracts on my channel. But yeah, so you could have some of that going on also.
Oh, there's the Manchurian Candidate thing. And I've met some people in my life and they always have the same story. Their parents were tied to alphabet agencies. They're way up on the ladder, a lot of military connections and things. And they come into your life and just try to, you know, rip your heart out and tear you down and everything. But, you know, going through that now, I feel pretty impervious to it. You know, I say, yeah, I've been there, done that. You know, I keep a bit of a shield on there, but then there's other people that have some agreement. They have agreements and they're working with the reptilian energy and they come in and they're there to shut you down or create chaos and confusion. And, you know, we've had people come and say, yeah, I was part of the wars in Lyra and we destroyed, you know, we wiped out a whole village of feline beings. And I said, great. So when are you leaving? You
know, right.
You know, when are you leaving? And you can go somewhere else because but there's a lot of that going on. There's a lot of infiltration, a lot of people that have made agreements in the past and are still working out those negative contracts and Manchurian Candidate and there's the shills and it's such a mess. And then you've got, if you want to go into the dark side, you've got kind of a satanic Luciferian network that's infiltrating everything as well. And you look at people's backgrounds and who they associate with and who their idols are, and they're usually open about it. And they'll actually name names and things like that. And people need to listen to that. Go, hey, might want to check into this. You know, this if they're naming these people as their buddies and they're working with these people, these people are known pedophiles. They've made a lot of people disappear and things like that. And I wouldn't be, you know, don't fall for that. If they're working with them, they're working with the same entities on the other level, and it gets really ugly. But there's a lot of that going on right now.
Wow. The past couple of weeks, the ETs have been showing me a lot of like children, a lot. I don't know. There's a lot going on with the children right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. They showed me. Yeah. They took me on a walkthrough once through these tunnels and I saw cages all the way to the ceiling. And luckily they were cleaned out. They were empty and they'd been cleaned out. And I told them, I said, wow, I'm sure glad you didn't take me through here before, you know, and I'd had to see that because that's something I probably couldn't get out of my head, you know. But, you know, I got the gist of what was going on and the huge amount of, and people don't realize that everything is backwards right now. You know, the white hats are wearing dark hats and dark hats wearing white hats, and it's all shifting. And all the agencies we thought were there to protect us are actually doing other duties and deeds. And it's just the media, you know, everything is backwards right now. But they told me, because Ezekiel told me, one of the beings I work with, he said, everything is reversed. And he said, but you're going to watch, it's going to reverse back. And we're in that process where it's all going to be exposed for what it is. And it's going to reverse back or be totally done away with altogether.
Yeah, it's going to get as messy as it needs to be for people to wake up. But yeah, also yeah. We have to become aware of these things to heal it. Just like with the SSP stuff, whenever I went to that conference, and then just recently with the memories of the reptilians and all that stuff, I had to become aware of it so that I could heal it. So
yeah,
you know, everything has to come out.
Exactly. You know, kudos for you for facing that. You know, a lot of people just shut it down and they don't want to face that. But, you know, I was doing that with reverse speech. You know, they said, I was on the Art Bell show and they said, well, we're going to reverse speech you. And I go, wow, I don't know. This is kind of spooky. And I said, well, you know, if I do have something that's hidden to me or I don't know about, I want it to come out.
Speech, like play you backwards?
Yeah. Yeah. They have a program. They reverse speech and it tells what your real intentions are and what's really going on. And it's a security program that the Israelis developed a long time ago. I think David John Oates and all these other people are using it. There's quite a few people that are using it, but, wow. But it's pretty accurate. You know, like they would reverse speech Clinton when he said, I had no sexual relationships with that woman. I'll just say it, but when they reverse speech, it said, I nailed the bitch is what he said. And so it brings out your true feelings about things. What is really going on? How you really feel, like, like they did it on Bush, and he kept saying, "Daddy, I'll finish it." Everything was daddy, trying to please daddy, you know. But it's a therapy, and it's a pretty good one. It helps you really look at stuff, you know. But when they did it with me, they said, "It's really weird. You're the first person that says the same thing forward as backwards, that you're in sync with your subconscious." But a little deeper stuff came out. Because we had a picture of Mary appearing there, and there's all these little blue lights below her. And Art asked me, "Well, what are those little blue lights below Mary's energy appearing there?" And I said, "I think there's some kind of nature spirit, you know, I'm not sure." And the reverse speech, and I said, "Mary's elves say to love her."
Aww.
You know, clear, just clear, you know. And I go, "Whoa." That's, you know, awesome. this is a mind blower. But yeah.
I want to try that.
Yeah, you can buy it. There's programs, if you search it out. There are programs, and you can actually reverse your own speech and things like that. But it just look under reverse speech. What it does, it reverses it and it slows it down, and then you get whole sentences of what's really going on.
That's awesome. But
I'm sure you'll be fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm just kind of curious.
You'll be fine. You know, you'll probably be saying the same thing forward as backward.
Yeah.
The people who are legit have that, you know, but if you get people that have a different, you know, a different idea or a different motive or something, you can catch it really quickly. Mm-hmm. I just trust my own inner knowingness direct. You know, I see people and I already know, I go, "This guy's going to betray me." I know ahead of time before it happens. And I go, "Oh, here it comes," you know, and I just listen to that direct knowing or the inner guidance. You know, it happens all the time, but it's sad, but it just comes with the program. But I just feel like, you know, whatever, I signed up for this, I knew I was going to get into this. I knew I was going to push a lot of buttons, and there's going to be a lot of jealousy and a lot of competition. And I knew coming into it, you know, that was going to happen. So I just kind of accept it. And I just don't, I have an old saying, "It's not my problem." You know, I tell people, "It's not my problem. It's your opportunity to heal."
Yeah. 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 With those, it's like you say, they're mostly that's projections of things.
Yeah.
People need to heal.
Yeah. I always tell people, you know, it's the old three fingers pointing back. Whenever you're pointing the finger at somebody, three fingers pointing back. And if you want to take a quantum leap in evolution, just own everything you're accusing others of. It's within you, and it helps you, you know, take a huge leap in evolution. But right now,
people don't want to hear that.
no, I have full memory of my lives. I've done everything. I was a Viking warrior. I hacked off heads. I was a cripple. I was a road bandit, you know, but I had a lot of lies as llamas and yogis and other high civilizations as well. So we've done it all. And when you remember that, you go, "Well, I can forgive everybody now because I've been everybody, you know, I've done everything." And I think that's where we need to get to. We're hitting the end of the hour, unfortunately, but I know you've got a lot. Do you have any upcoming events or projects you're working on that you'd like to let people know about?
So I'm working on DNA activation kits where nice. I'll be channeling DNA activations. I have some crystal singing bowls also, and work with different various ETs. So those are upcoming, and I do free live activations every Sunday on my YouTube channel. So I would love for people to join that.
What is your YouTube channel so we can get?
Yeah, it's Lily Nova Starseed.
Okay.
Yeah. And people are having physical sensations, really profound experiences, visions whenever they've never had visions before. Mm-hmm. We work with different ET groups and have like a different theme. So yeah, I'd love for people to come check that out.
Awesome. Hey, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. Unfortunately, we're out of time. We'll have to get you back on. We could probably do a 3-hour show.
Yeah.
On all this stuff, but keep up the great work. I can feel your frequencies, and I can tell you're really affecting a lot of people. And, you know, it's great to see other people out there doing this work, because it takes a lot of weight off my shoulders, you know, but anyway, keep up the great work, and we'll be talking soon.
Yep. Thank you. You guys have a good night.
All right. This is James Gillen signing off with As You Wish Talk Radio, East City Stargate, and have a great evening. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and watch the skies. They're busy. Good night.